9:13 on a Thursday. Let's send it back to the Ponderosa Steakhouse in Portland with a man that has the plan, John Boggs.
Thank you, Jeffrey O. Boy, you're being very complimentary of me this week.
Have to.
Yeah? Oh, that laugh, I know. We have Mike Eads with us from J. Christian Academy, and we actually have a parent, Alicia Futrell. We're going to be talking to her a little bit about her experience with the Christian Academy. But first off, Mike, you know, last year we talked, and the school voucher program was coming in. To qualify for the voucher program, the Christian Academy had to make some changes. And one of those was getting accreditation. Can you tell us a little bit about that process and what specifically you had to do?
Yeah, it was a pretty extensive process. We had to write a plan of that we would implement several things over the course of this year to make us on equal footing with the public school. Uh-huh. For example, we have to give ISTEP this year. So mm-hmm. we're in the process of doing that as we speak this week. So with all the rights and responsibilities of being accredited, we also have to meet the guidelines of state Indiana, attendance policies, for example, those kind of things. Mm-hmm. So basically, we've been in the process of professionalizing JCCA. Okay. And along those lines, we now have a substitute list. Uh-huh. And teachers call me, and then I can get a teacher to fill in for them when they can't be there. That's new, and that's a good thing, instead of just trying to grab whoever we could to fill in. So we've done that.
And you were talking about ISTEP. Everybody that has any kid in the school knows right now that we're going through ISTEPs. I assume you're going through them at the same time the public schools do?
Yes. Yeah, we are currently doing ISTEP right now. In fact, I'm helping with that. So when I get finished here, I'll be going back and giving some
monitoring
some fifth graders the ISTEP, yes.
Okay. Also, in the last year, I understand you've had a significant change to your school board. Tell us a little about that.
Well, we want to emphasize to the public that we are not a Baptist school, that we are Jay County Christian Academy, which means we are non-denominational. Uh-huh. Currently, we have 13 different churches represented in our students. Uh-huh. And in the past, the board consisted of five deacons from Fellowship Baptist Church. So we're in the process of expanding that board to include other denominations. Mm-hmm. And we've added two board members thus far, and with the plan on adding two more. So we'll eventually have a total of 9 board members. But there'll always be at least 5 from Fellowship Baptist to have that majority, simply because our school is housed in Fellowship Baptist Church, and we feel like they should have some say in things.
And for any listener who doesn't know where the school is, why don't you tell them wherever?
Well, it's right across from radio station, John, WPGW, and right there on 67. You can't miss it. We've got a sign there. You see the playground from the highway. Really pretty close to the REMC is another landmark, not too far from Jay County High School, so it's pretty easy to find.
One thing I discovered with the voucher program, part of the transportation thing is that children coming to the Christian Academy can ride public school buses.
Correct. Yeah, if they are on a current bus route, uh-huh. then they can have transportation provided by the bus.
Okay. Well, tell us a little bit about the first year success of the voucher program and how the Academy is doing with that.
Well, let me back up to last spring. At the end of the year, we had 51 students. Mm-hmm. We knew 18 of those weren't coming back, with left us 33. We didn't feel like we could open the doors with 33. The voucher program was supposed to start this fall, mm-hmm. 2012. However, it ended up starting in the fall of 2011. We ended up getting 18 voucher students mm-hmm. and 18 non-voucher students, or 36 new students, for a total of 69. Uh-huh. We have stayed stable. In fact, we have gained 5. We are currently at 74 students at JCCA, so we feel the voucher program has been a vital part of getting us more children.
Wonderful. Okay. And let's ask Alicia what her feelings are. Alicia, you're a parent of a new student. Tell us about your experience with J. Christian Academy.
It's been wonderful. It's been really, excuse me, it's been great. It was the best decision that we made. total. As a matter of fact, the second day I picked up my oldest son, he asked why we didn't do this when he was in kindergarten.
Uh-huh.
So it's been amazing.
How many children do you have at
school? I have two.
Okay. And what grades are they in?
Fourth and sixth.
Okay. And glad you made the decision. Did you participate in the voucher program?
Yes, we did, both boys.
Okay.
And we actually got in on the last day. So it was great. It was a great decision. It was spur of the moment, but it worked. It was amazing. And the attitude in the oldest son has changed dramatically.
Very
he actually
good.
Likes to go to school now, whereas it was a fight to get him,
imagine
to get him
that.
Out the door.
Yeah.
And my boys actually do ride the bus from home to the high school.
Just as if they were
a normal
public school
J-School Corporation
uh-huh.
student. So that's been good, too.
Okay. Well, Mike, tell us about what's coming up for next year.
Well, we are expanding. We're looking at doing some a different kind of teaching, grades 5 through 8. We're looking at departmentalizing. We're looking to go into 90-minute time blocks.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at a teacher for math, another teacher for the language arts, another for science and social studies. And we feel like that this is going to be a good way to deliver a program a little more consistently to those children. And so I am in the market for a math teacher. So
okay.
Anybody out there that's interested in teaching math, can certainly give me a call. And we will continue with a preschool. We begin at 3 years old
uh-huh.
and go through eighth grade. And right now we have 26 voucher students signed up already for next year.
Mm-hmm.
So we're continuing to grow. And as we grow,
Now I know you mentioned the voucher. There's like the 50% level and 90% level, and then how that fits with your tuition. Your tuition isn't the same amount as the voucher total.
Well, our tuition is $3,500 a year,
uh-huh.
but we scholarship $500 of that, so it's costing parents $3,000 to come.
Mm-hmm.
With the voucher program, if you're on free lunches, your tuition's 100% paid.
Mm-hmm.
If you're on reduced lunches, it pays a little over $2,800, so you have about $700 to pay. So,
okay.
And you know, for example, a family of four can make almost $64,000 and still qualify for a voucher.
Okay.
And over 60% of the students in J schools are on free reduced lunches.
Okay. Okay. Well, with the changes in how you're going to run the 90-minute blocks and the teaching. Is that call for any other personnel other than a couple teachers?
No, at this point we don't have to. Well, we may have to hire some instructional assistants, actually.
Okay.
We're looking at that again. We're looking at the numbers, and one of the things about the Christian school, you may have a fluctuation in numbers. You may have 3 at one grade level and 9 to another, for example. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to put those numbers together. We'd eventually like to get to the point where we're going to eliminate multi-classes and have just one teacher for one grade level. That's our ultimate goal.
What that brings up another topic. What are your class sizes?
We will never have more than 15 in a class. Right now, our biggest class is our 5th-6th blend,
uh-huh.
and we have 14 children in there.
Okay. Okay, so you have pretty good teacher-to-student ratio.
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's go back to Jeff. When we come back, we'll find out any final things for J. Christian Academy. But right now, let's go back to Jeff Overhoser.